Good morning, everyone. We're going to read from 1 John 3:11 to 24, and it's the New Revised Standard Version, Anglican edition. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever does not love abides in death. All who hate a brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. So let's, you know, look at Colonel Tom Moore first, who raised, well, as of the 13th of May 2020, £33 million and put a smile on the nation's face while doing it. And that's fantastic, isn't it? So let's consider also Thursday night. I think it's called Clap for Carers. Every Thursday, people go out to show their appreciation of the wonderful work that carers are doing in the fight against this virus. Of course, this is shown in other ways. We have a new appreciation of workers who keep us going. We call them key workers. We enjoy talking about the amazing work that key workers are doing and praising their bravery and dedication to ensure people get well. The nation is fed, our loved ones are cared for, and people's physical, mental, and spiritual needs are taken care of. These examples could be called expressions of love. But let's look at what God tells us about love and how as followers we can experience it, but also how we can express it to others in 1 John 3:11 to 24. We know from the very beginning that God loves us and that he yearns for a relationship with us individually. When sin entered the world, God asked Adam in Genesis 3:9, "Where are you?" A question that he continues to ask people today. He wants a friendship with us, and not just in the easy times, but the difficult times. God expresses his love in the gift of Jesus, so that when he might ask the question, "Where are you?" we might answer, "Following you, Jesus." Now, thinking about hiding our feelings, in John 1, 3:12, we see a contrast of attitude between Cain and Jesus to help us in understanding our attitude towards other people. When Cain murdered Abel, yes, extreme behaviour, it wasn't to do with parental unfairness. It was to do with his sinfulness. Rather than Cain acknowledging his sin, he turned his shame into anger, which welled up in his heart, ultimately expressed in the extreme act of murder. In this act, we know that Cain did not know God. God might ask, "Where are you, Cain?" We might find God asking where we are when we bury things inside, trying to hide our feelings about other people from God. And then, of course, love is easy, is it? We can see how easy it is to love people when we are either moved or are passionate about what they are doing especially in the present situation. There's a deep sense of admiration for Tom and for frontline workers, so much so that people express this on Thursday evenings, and that's great. Yet God also calls us to love people who don't follow our passions or move us to inspire us or are easy to get on with. The people we struggle with might generate emotions of irritation, anger, frustration, shame. The list is endless. It is these emotions that can lead us all in different directions. In the case of Cain, he committed an extreme act. For us, it could be just how we behave towards that person. Maybe we snap at them, avoid them, become argumentative, act self-righteously, or even show aggression. A challenging question God may ask us is, where are you? And then we should consider the love Cain didn't have. In 1 John 4:8, John reminds us that God is agape. God is love. The ultimate expression of love was on a cross. Romans 5:8, but God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. This was an act of love. Verse 18, that to love, agape, is an action, and it is this love that we walk in. This active love changes our relationship with God. This active love changes our relationship with God, but also the nature of the relationship we have with others. Love, in this case, is more than a feeling or an emotion. It's an action in response to the question, where are you? We can then respond, following you, Jesus. Finally, God's promise. God promises us, who know Jesus, that the reactions and responses of Cain, God promises us, who know Jesus, that the reactions and responses of Cain will be replaced by the reactions and responses of Christ as we learn to be more like Jesus. Thinking about our circumstances at the moment, acknowledge to God the negative emotions we might have towards someone and start by praying for that person. Then ask Holy Spirit to speak to us about this situation. Open our hearts and minds to receive more of God's love for us so we can then express that love in all of our relationships. But remember, that starts with one relationship at a time. Together, as you're listening to this podcast, we could pray together. And this particular prayer was written because of the current COVID-19 situation in mind, and it's from the Church of England, slightly adapted. Lord, help us not to be people of fear. Make us people of courage. Not to be people who simply protect our own safety. Make us people who also protect our neighbours' safety. Not to be people of greed. Make us people of generosity. Thank you, Father, that you call us to be your people, giving and loving wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, wherever you call us. Amen.